Have you ever had something happen that was so exciting, so important, and so unbelievable that you just wanted to tell everybody? Now imagine standing in front of a group of powerful people who just want you to be quiet. What would you do? Well, that's exactly what happens to the disciples, Peter and John. Let's head in your Bible to Acts chapter 4. The beginning of the book of Acts tells the story of the early church after Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus spent 40 days walking and talking and spending time with the disciples. Then Jesus returned to heaven and something amazing happened at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit comes down on the disciples and fills them with courage and boldness. Suddenly, ordinary people are doing incredible things through the power of Jesus Christ. One afternoon in Acts 3, Peter and John are in the temple in Jerusalem, and they see a man who can't walk. The Bible says that the man had been that way his whole life. Peter looked at him, said, "Look at us," and when the man gave them his attention, Peter took him by the right hand, and he helped the man up. Instantly, the man's feet and ankles are strong, and the man starts walking and jumping and praising Jesus in the middle of the courtyard. People are shocked. Crowds gather. Everyone is talking about Jesus. But not everybody's excited. The religious leaders are actually really mad. They arrest Peter and John and bring them in front of the powerful leaders in the temple. Now think about this for a second. Peter and John know that they could get into really serious trouble. But Peter and John just can't stop talking about the power of Jesus and how Jesus saved them from sin and death. After a bunch of back and forth, the leaders basically tell the disciples, stop talking about Jesus. But Peter and John refuse. In Acts 40, verse 20, they say, "As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we've seen and heard." The Holy Spirit gave Peter and John the courage to proclaim the good news of Jesus. Remember that Peter and John are not superheroes. They didn't have all the answers. Jesus was real to Peter and John. And they could not stay quiet about how Jesus saved them from sin and death. So how about you? Maybe bold faith at school means showing kindness to a friend. Faith means not being embarrassed to let people know that you follow Jesus. Sharing your faith isn't about memorizing speeches or trying to sound perfect. In fact, sometimes sharing your faith is simply telling others why you believe in Jesus and what Jesus is doing in your life. The amazing thing is that Jesus offers his love and forgiveness freely. All Jesus asks is for you to trust him and give him your heart. If you want to begin that relationship with Jesus today, you can pray something simple like this. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, lead me, and Jesus, help me follow you each day. Amen. Remember, you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to be courageous. The Holy Spirit empowers you to be bold each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.